Well, good morning and welcome to The Drive. This week, I actually want to take a look at a psalm. Psalms are awesome. There's really the spectrum of every human emotion involved as you go through the 150 psalms. Psalm 119 is one of my favorite. It's 176 verses. Longest chapter in the Bible. All about God's Word. Amazing. But I want to back up from there a little bit. I want to look at Psalm 100. Because a lot of the songs were incredibly worshipful. A lot of the psalms were songs sung in the heart of praise, in the heart of worship, in the heart of thanksgiving. And Psalm 100 is no exception. Psalm 100 is, in your Bible, the title may say a psalm of thanksgiving. And I really think that's an appropriate title. Because it is a psalm of thanksgiving. I think if we start with thanksgiving, we'll have the right countenance and attitude throughout the day because we have so much to be thankful for. And I think sometimes we either take for granted or forget all of the things that God has blessed us with, so we cease to be thankful and we're grasping at straws trying to figure out, well, why should we be thankful? Well, there's a whole bunch of reasons, right? So Psalm 100, it's really a heartfelt, worship-filled psalm, you know? And so we're going to look at one verse every day for these 5 days because there are only five verses in Psalm 100. And so let's take a look at the first verse, Psalm 100, verse 1. It says, "Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands." So first of all, it's sort of like a call to action, right? An exhortation. Make a joyful shout. I love it. So when we think of shouts, we normally think of joyfulness, right? We're not always like, oh, I'm so happy, I'm going to shout. It's almost like we think of yelling, you know? Yelling usually has to do with arguments, which usually has to do with being angry and being unhappy. But I love it because it's saying make a joyful shout to the Lord. Praise Him, sing to Him, worship Him, adore Him, respond to Him. Make a joyful shout to the Lord. And you may have heard this as well, but a lot of the time in teachings, people, you know, pastors will say, it doesn't say make a perfectly harmonious shout or sing right on key. And so a lot of the times this verse is directed towards those who can't sing, or those who think they can't sing, or those who can't stay on tune. But we're never told to stay perfectly in tune when it comes to melodies and harmonies and whatnot. And so just shout to the Lord. One of the things that blesses me the most, honestly, throughout these years as a believer in church is when people don't know how to sing on key, yet they don't care. And so they sing out like crazy, like just sing out from their heart. And you know they're truly entering, like they're in a time of worship. It's like they're in the heavenlies. And they can't stay on tune, but they don't care. They just sing out. And I honestly love that. Maybe when I was a new believer, I was like, what's wrong with them? I don't know. But as I continue to walk with the Lord, now I'm just so blessed by that because I'm like, they don't care. They don't care in that. They just want to worship and respond to the Lord. They don't care that they can't sing. They don't care that they're not on tune. They are absolutely uninhibited. They're not self-conscious at all. And they're just worshiping the Lord. And it's real. You know what I mean? I love that. Make a joyful shout to the Lord. It doesn't matter if you can stay on tune or not. You know, because you could be the most trained, you know, vocalist in the country singing worship songs, but the heart is empty. Or your heart could be full, genuine, worshiping the Lord and not be on tune at all. And I think God's pleased with the one who maybe can't stay on tune but is truly worshiping, you know? It's awesome. Make a joyful shout to the Lord. Worship, it's not just the music, although that's a big part of it. Worship is, we think of it in our American culture, like singing out to the Lord. Like praising Him, like with our voices, with instruments, right? And that is part of it. But also worship is a way of life, you know? Worship is a way of life. It's the way we live. It's praising Him throughout the day. It's adoring Him throughout the day. It's giving Him homage and honor because He is God. And so even throughout the day, I used to know a guy who, he is awesome. He just had a heart of worship. He absolutely loved worshiping the Lord, like more than anything else. I mean, and throughout the day, I used to be his roommate for a while, and throughout the day, he would just, shout out with a hymn, and he loved hymns. Loved hymns. That's great. And he would just start singing it for out of nowhere. It's like, what's that noise? Oh, he's singing. But I loved it because, again, he wasn't concerned with who was around. He wasn't concerned with his physical surroundings. He just wanted to spiritually lift up his voice and shout to the Lord and praise Him. Whether the motivation was because he was having a hard day or whether the motivation was because he was realizing how blessed he was or how good God is. Which are all valid motivations to worship the Lord. But he would just make a joyful shout to the Lord. Praising Him, adoring Him, worshiping Him throughout the day. He didn't need no music, you know? He didn't need another person singing harmony. All he needed was his heart and his voice. Because really, worship stems not from the mind. Worship doesn't stem from what you hear. Worship stems from the heart, right? Because again, over and over, as we see through the Word of God, that God doesn't look at the outward, including vocals, being in tune. Like, He doesn't look at the outward. He looks at the heart. He's always looking at the heart. Where is your heart? Your treasure is going to be where your heart's at. Where's your heart at? I'm just saying, God looks at the heart more than anything. Is it genuine? Is it real? Are you truly following me? Are you truly worshiping me with a motivation that is pleasing to me? You know, and they're good, valid questions to ask. How many of us know that we've been in worship sometimes where we're thinking about other stuff we have to do, you know, after the service on Sunday? It's like you're worshiping, but you're also like, oh yeah, and I got to do that and that when I get home. Oh, on the way home, I got to pick up this. You know, I mean, it's the mind, right? And so in worship, it's really a time to empty that stuff, to push that stuff away from our mind, to not think about tasks we have to do, but just think about what we're doing in the moment, which is making a joyful shout to the Lord, singing to Him. And not letting these surface level earthly tasks and stuff that we have to do distract us from truly praising God. Like, I don't want to let that happen, you know? And I know you don't want to let that happen either. So maybe just make a joyful shout to the Lord unhindered. Totally just praising Him, not getting distracted by everything around us or stuff we have to do later in the week, you know. So I love what the psalmist says. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. I love that. All you lands. And so, all the lands. I mean, the Great Commission is that we would take the gospel and take it throughout the whole world, right? Share it to whoever we can, wherever we can, whenever we can, right? Sharing the gospel. And so that's our goal. That's our purpose, right? And I love it because when you go to different countries, you don't just leave them with physical goods. You leave them with Jesus. And when you do so, it's like you leave, and when you hear back from them, it's like, yeah, they're praising God, they're worshiping Him, they're in love with Him, the whole city has changed. I love that because we want to take worship and we want to see it emanating from different parts of the world, because God doesn't want to just work in your church body locally, although that's part of it, but He wants to work in your city, He wants to work in your state, He wants to work in your country, He wants to work all over the world. So I love just the idea and the fact that all around the world there are churches who are like-minded in that they believe in the gospel, number one, and number two, they're just worshiping God for who He is. They're worshiping God for who He is. Now, I've been to a few different places out of the country for mission trips, Peru and Nicaragua and whatnot, but But my church went to Africa one time, and they just said, man, the worship is so different. You know, that first of all, they worship for a long time. There's dancing and worshiping. And they were blessed by it, though. It was so different. It wasn't the whole structure, like two songs, sit down, stand up, play a few songs, another song at the end, sit down. It's like it wasn't structured. It was just from the heart. I mean, it was real and authentic. They were seriously, sincerely worshiping the Lord. It was in Africa. And our team was able to worship with them. And it was totally different ways of worshiping, but it was still like, God is amazing. Let's recognize this together. That's worship. Like, God is amazing. God is awesome. We're in awe. Let's recognize this fact together. Man, that's powerful. Powerful. I love it. So, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Psalm 100, verse 1. Well, God bless you guys. Hope you have an amazing day. Talk to you next time.